All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakemch territories from the Nicola Valley up in Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show today. We have our subject, and it's on healing. And it's April 11th, 2024.
Wow.
That's crazy,
A third of the year's already gone.
And we have a special guest in the house today. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association. Thank you for making it in.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's awesome. It's a dark, gloomy day out there, but we're not going to let that
There is sunshine
us.
In this room.
Yeah, for sure. We make it. We make it happen.
That's right.
So, we have our usual guests coming in. We're hoping to get hold of our brother, Wegedesk. Our high diving champion, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkna, BC, an extreme survivalist, and also Lady Faima, the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And so we're going to have those folks coming in, and we have some super awesome music coming up. We have some music from Cyclona. We have Marcin. We have Bond Quartet and Lowrider. And if we have time, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. So
action-packed.
Yes, Buckle for sure. We're going to play some energetic music at the start. And I'm dedicating that to my niece, Gemden. She was struggling in the hospital, fighting for her life on a ventilator. And she's starting to come through and getting her strength back. And I'm so proud of her for all her effort and fight that she has. And she's very inspiring to me. So I'm going to play her this song from Cyclona. And it's called Blast Off. And this is for her. So we welcome people from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from China, from Japan, from Spain, from Africa, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America.
From Burnaby.
Yeah, from Burnaby to all the way to Quebec. So thank you all for joining us. And we're going to start off with some Cyclona Blast Off. So enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
we're back. That was Cyclona Blast Off, and I was dedicating that to my niece, Gemden. Snowy Mountains is her name in Mi'kmaq language.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so we got our brother Wegedesk on the line with us. Thank you for joining us, and we'd love to start off the show properly. So we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, Eagle Nation, all the listeners. A real pleasure to be connecting with you again on this beautiful Thursday. Let's get our bodies prepared for three really big, deep breaths. We want to relax all parts of our body, and our emotional breathing is just as important as the physical breathing. And what I mean by that is, as we breathe in, let's try to think about something and feel something that makes us feel great. Maybe it's our hair, or maybe it's our character, or maybe it's a raise we got, or something that we're just really grateful for, our family, our health, whatever it is. And as you breathe that in, breathe it in and just soak yourself in all those good feelings. And as we exhale, we want to let everything go. It's a real cleansing for our palate, all right? So let's do it in through the nose and out through the mouth in 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Here we go. Yeah, two more. And one more.
Oh, wow, man.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so amazing getting that air into the lungs and letting it hit our bloodstreams and get up to our brain, get us ready for a super awesome show. And we have our topic today, and it's on healing, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. Healing is such a big word, and ultimately, I think we are all here to heal. There's no doubt about it. We have been coming out of the dark ages. And as we progress into a time where communication is very easy for us, we have technology to assist us in researching anything and everything that humanity has thought about in the past. We're so lucky to have this access to light and to healing. I know myself, as well as many other of our listeners, I'm sure, have had to deal with intergenerational trauma, which the positive side is the intergenerational healing. And my father went to residential school. My mother was part of the 60s scoop, which is where the RCMP teamed up with the state and basically kidnapped all the kids from the reservations where the First Nations people had been corralled. And so in my life, I've inherited DNA that has required me to either continually be in a cycle of abuse, both from others and myself, or to heal. And that can look like anything for anybody. It definitely is not the same for everybody. But what is the same is that when we do our healing, we are entitled to more peace in our life. We're entitled to more happiness in our life. And we probably have more control in our life too, more say in what's going on, because we are better able to process what we deal with every day, as opposed to somebody who is very traumatized and hasn't healed, is more in a state of fight or flight and reactionary to whatever's going on. And so being on this show with you guys every week and helping our listeners as well as ourselves canvas such important topics like healing and trauma and prosperity and deep breathing. At the end of the day, as complicated as all of this stuff is, I got to remind everybody, it all starts with our deep breathing. Good, healthy breathing can solve probably 99% of our problems. It's when we forget about how powerful the breathing is and forget to do it that our problems start to creep up on us again. So, Chief, I'm curious to know, with you, when we did our deep breaths, and I talked about thinking about something that was you're appreciative for, you're grateful for as you did that inhale. What were you thinking about when you were doing your inhale? What was inspiring your positive feeling?
Well, for me, you know, it's been a long journey. Just like yourself, you were talking about all the issues. And a lot of the Native people that, you know, have suffered the consequences of residential schools and all the issues that it brings up, and multitudes and into our DNA and throughout our communities. And the one thing that I learned, especially from Councillor Fari, because she was the one that started introducing healing to us, because you know, we were looking at the issues on how to help our people, indigenous people and tribes all over North America, South America, wherever you are, because colonialism is everywhere. And so she recognized that the key to bringing us out of that is healing. And we need to do that through counseling and therapy. And it was such a huge thing. I saw it happen before my own eyes. And it was like so miraculous, because it kind of like opens you up for the next stages in your life, which should be education. Education, and then being able to make new progress in your own life, a healthy lifestyle, a healthy thought process. All these things can only be done after healing is done. If you have those blockages in your mind and system, it'll stop. So those were the things that I learned from Councillor Fari. It was so awesome. It was an honor to serve and be with her for 25 years and learn those steps. It was so great. I really appreciate and love her forever. So those are my thoughts and words on that. I really appreciate your words and thoughts. It's just so awesome and amazing to know what you came through and were able to do in your life and achieve. And it's just so special. I always get you on our program, and you helping us through our deep breaths helps us heal. So I just really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me on. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with you all. For sure. And Celia, how about you? What do you think about to inspire your good feelings as you inhale?
I right away thought of Minnakata, because whenever I'm at Minnakata, which is a park in Northeast Coquitlam, for those of you who don't know, I feel so much peace. And I feel like very connected to being a part of this whole experience of life. I feel like that interconnectedness, and it just brings me a very deep sense of peace and remembrance that, you know, I'm part of this great mystery, and, you know, that respect and awe for all of this gift that's here.
Beautiful. Well, brother,
amazing.
I think we're going to have to say bye for now. We thank you for joining us. It was awesome as usual.
Thank you.
Yes, and we can't wait to hear from you again very soon.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Absolutely.
Lots of love to you.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend. Bye for now.
A quick little thing before we head to music break is I want to acknowledge that some of you out there up on the hill here at SFU may be going through finals still. And if you are, the breathing is very helpful for getting oxygen to your brain for studying, but also steadying. Studying and steadying, because I know sometimes it can be kind of nerve-wracking for people to go into exams. So
Absolutely. We're
thinking of you, and our hearts with you as well.
Absolutely. So on with the show.
Yes.
We're going to play some Marcin Bach Toccata.
I like the way you said that.
Yes. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with our show. Listen and enjoy, everyone.
Whoa. Ooh. That was something, hey?
Yeah, that was Marcin Bach's Toccata on one guitar. Man, he's a magnificent artist. Very skilled at the guitar. Mm-hmm. And our thoughts and hearts go out to our Trina.
Yeah.
From Minicata Park Association. She works with us there.
Yeah, she's a staff person with Metro Van.
Yeah, and so she's a very influential person there and very dedicated to...
Dedicated and knowledgeable.
To all the parks and everything and setting us up for success and just a very... very great person.
Special person. Yeah.
And so we know that they're having some family issues or father.
Medical, yeah.
So we're giving our hearts and prayers out to her and her family just to get some healing.
Yeah, that's right.
So we know music is healing and just sharing, you know, joy and love and anything we can with each other is very healing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a little bit about Minicata. I remember because counselor was really impressed with the area and so was I. And, you know, just talking about healing and what you were saying about healing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think of the words of when we were there and we realized there was a lot of healing coming out of there. And it reminded me of, you know, our oral traditions that I learned from, you know, my elders, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, and mm-hmm. all the rest of them up there in the Tlakepmch territories. And they used to talk about these healing lands and sanctuaries that even the animals would go to. And it was just so, like, interesting. Like, it was hard to imagine, like, you know. Because when they told me, I was just, like, thinking, like, man, that's almost, like, a magic place. And then I found one of those places.
Yeah, and once you feel something, it's...
And then when I found Minicata, I felt the same. And mm-hmm. it was, like, a very healing ground and healing sanctuary, and these places in the world exist all over. They're very sacred places, much like the Lotus Temple out in India, New Delhi.
Yep.
And there's these other places all over the world that we can find and we can go to and we can get that healing that we need and are wishing for. And it's there. We just need to go search and find, and we'll find it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I wanted to address too.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the movie you were on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. My acting debut and final view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so beautiful.
Thank you.
It was. Through the eyes of a child, that was
right. Minicata, awesome. Through the eyes of a child.
Yeah. That was so beautiful. I just really thank you for just allowing yourself to be in that situation.
It definitely was a whole stretch. Yeah, it was very different than what I'm used to.
I'm sure it must have really stretched your mind, your heart, and your soul.
My nerves.
Yeah. So yes. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program here. We're going to, coming up next, it'll be my brother Squiched, but we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we're going to be playing the song of Shkwait Shachlach, his song of the week, and it's from Bond Quartet, and their song called Explosive.
Woo.
So let's have a listen to
Explosive
that.
Explosive healing?
Yeah, yeah. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.